Why don't we start as we always do on Sunday with a prayer? Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, beloved God, Jesus Christ, Babaji Krishna, Lahiri Mahashaya, Swami Sri Yukteswar, Beloved Master, Paramhansa Yogananda, Saints of all religions, humbly we bow to you all. Be with us this morning. Sing through us. Listen through us. Open our hearts that we may receive you. That we may receive your power. To realize in ourselves our oneness with thee. Peace. Amen. We are having a new adventure this year, which is we are having for our Sunday service today, as all of you know, a concert of Swami Kriyananda's oratorio. An oratorio is the life of Christ in music, and this is a piece that Swamiji wrote about 1983. So it's been part of Ananda now for many, many years. As anyone knows who looks at our altar, you see Jesus in the center of the altar. And Jesus and his teachings have always been at the heart of what Ananda is doing, but it is in this new expression of East and West unified. Master said he came to restore the original teachings of Jesus, which is really quite different in many fundamental ways from what is commonly accepted as Christianity now. And this has been a dedicated effort of Ananda. And Swami and Master both wrote extensive commentaries and spoke often about the esoteric, deeper, mystical teachings of Jesus, which are the same as that of Krishna and of all true avatars and teachers. You can learn a lot, we can learn a lot from understanding philosophically and in terms of the tenets and practices. But the real experience of all spirituality is vibration. And so when Swami put the vibration of Christ into music, which he did after a pilgrimage that he took to Israel. It was actually his first pilgrimage to Israel in 1983. And then he took the experience of Christ's living presence and translated it into melody and poetry. So when we listen and experience this concert, it's really not a musical performance. It's actually a transference of vibration of the original teachings of Jesus, which is to say the living presence of Christ. So in that way, we felt it was a very fitting beginning to our Easter season. Easter being perhaps the most elevated of all the holidays dedicated to Christ, but it always is really small. And we thought we would try to expand that experience so that by the time we come to Palm Sunday next week and then to Easter Sunday after that, we'll all already be deeply immersed in the vibration of Jesus. God bless you. Let us now enter into Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ. Christ lives in the Holy Land and in you. That's what Swami called it. God bless. Thank you.
children of God, your time of trial has ended. See where the dawn irradiates the night. Soon all your tears will rise like dew to the sun. Sorrows will turn to joy, your griefs to delight. Children, rejoice, for lo, the kingdom of God comes in full splendor. It needs but your sight.
Thy shade upon thy right. right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth. And was caught up in ecstasy. 'Twas a day sanctified by God. There he showed me the truths of heaven, truths which all seeking him should know. How the soul made to live in freedom can reclaim its eternal right. How the night, born of our delusions, can be fired, blazing with his light.
Grant us thy vision, grant us announce the will of the Lord. Happy or it is blessed, mankind with new life. Through Mary the light descends.
Zacharias, for your wife, though now old, shall bear a son who'll know wisdom's ways. Lo, Zacharias and his wife their wisdom reap through the years, submitted to the will of God, and became soon thereafter parents of John.
Mm-hmm. When God so arranged for this mother to be Elizabeth, wisest of souls, did meet Virgin Mary, Saint John in her womb did stir, for he recognized the Christ. Elizabeth then bowed as she knew her babe's intent, and sang out in love and great
Then three wise men came from afar, guided by the heavenly star. Christ, the light of God, had descended, that receiving him all might be saved. Thus the promise of God was maintained. Thus all true souls were called to the light, that their darkness be lifted, that their hearts be made whole. When Mary's babe smiled, he conveyed truth and grace. That their darkness be lifted, that their hearts be made whole. When Mary's babe smiled, he conveyed truth and grace. Then three wise men came from afar, guided by a heavenly star. Then three wise men came from afar, guided by a heavenly star. Christ the light of God had descended. Christ the light of God had come, that receiving him, that receiving him, all might be saved, all might be saved. Three wise men came, guided by a star, to do honor and welcome the Christ born on earth. Three wise men came, guided by a star, to do honor and welcome the Christ born on earth.
Sing out with joy, God's light has descended. Sing out with joy, all our nights have ended. Sing out with joy, God's light has descended. Sing out with joy, all our nights have ended. Sing on every mountain, oh sing in every valley. Sing within your soul that you live in the Lord. Sing on every mountain, oh sing in every valley. Sing within your soul.
John, renouncing all, left his home, wrapped in solitude, far from man's ways, roaming across desert sands, seeking God's truth. Long years he spoke only with God, till silent of soul, wisdom did fill heart. Then he did see God alone.
To Jordan came Jesus to be baptized by John. When John did demur, Jesus said, "It is right that I come thus to honor God's law. For our Father wills it so." When he came from the river, a voice from above did declare, so all heard it, "Lo, this is my son."
This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Naught of himself remains, naught but the true light. He the way he shows is my way. All who would find the truth walk where he behold all the wonders God's grace can bestow, if you but reclaim what you've given. Why not ask of God any wonder you crave? Worship me to satisfy all human needs. Dominion now over all this noble earth. All I ask of you is worship me.
Get thee behind me, Jesus declared. Satan, know you not, our Father offers love in your stead. His gift of love to all is my only food. Wise is he who says, I am holy. Destroyed Satan's power, then at last the Savior could begin bringing all to God. For he taught them freedom, wanting not in return of the other was perfect peace, perfect freedom. God is all I love, he is all there is. Wise is he who says, I am wholly his.
God is all I fear, lo, my throne of power, shaken by his love, was destroyed in the tower.
Throughout all the world, a new spirit was born. Jesus brought to men's hearts hope for those steeped in sin.
God is all I love, he is all there is. Jesus, he says, I am holy. God is all I love, he is all there is. Jesus, he who says, I am holy.
To show that his care was for men everywhere, Jesus started his mission at a wadi nearby. When wine there was spent, to the servants he sent and requested them the jars with water to fill. And the water turned to
Jesus went to Galilee and gathered round his chosen few. There together, filled with joy in God, they did sing with him and worship the Lord. Their needs were very few in their youth, in their joy. All they asked of God was freedom to
came, drawn by the magnet of love. The brinkman mistook for the banks of a stream, was revealed an ocean's broad shore. Christ's spirit embraced saints and sinners alike, and his words with sweet music people's faith did restore.
Lift your hearts up to the Lord.
Sing in the meadow, sing hallelujah, God.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed who thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, shall be called the children of God. Blessed those reviled for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
To souls that were fallen, he spoke of God's love and coaxed them with kindness to turn back again. Forsake, he said, the fulfillments of earth, for the comfort they bring you lasts hardly an hour.
Slake his thirst now and forever. Let him not fill his cup here from this well. From silence, Spirit and in truth. Break ego's spell.
Though fallen deep in sin, I am abandoned.
Thank you.
let this cup pass from me. Let my heart not know so much pain. Must the love thou bearest thy children ever suffer such disdain? Would that I might reveal thy greatness, nevertheless thy will be done. Lord, let this cup pass from me. Let my heart not know so much pain. Must the love thou bearest thy children ever suffer such disdain? Would that I might reveal thy greatness, nevertheless thy will be done.
Rise.
is the truth of Christ proved. In Christ resurrected was Christ's truth proved.
Thank you.
come to the altar now and receive the touch of light from the Masters. As you approach, offer a prayer of gratitude to the infinite Christ, in whose love our line of Masters have descended that we might all come to God. Pray too for the grace to share with all as you have received, for you are a part of all that is. May the light of Christ, the infinite consciousness, shine upon you. And after you receive your blessing, please go closer to the altar if you wish and put your own candle in front of the Master. Please stand now, and raising your hands, let us take the blessings that we have received here today and send them out to the whole world. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Divine Mother,
Divine Mother,
Friend, Beloved God,
Friend, Beloved God,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
Babaji Krishna,
Babaji Krishna,
Lahiri Mahashaya,
Lahiri
Mahashaya, Swami Sri Yukteswar,
Swami Sri Yukteswar,
Beloved Master,
Paramhansa
Yogananda,
Paramhansa Yogananda,
Saints of all religions,
Saints of all religions,
Divine Friend,
Divine Friend,
Swami Kriyananda,
Swami Kriyananda,
humbly we bow in gratitude,
humbly we bow in gratitude,
for your blessings on our lives.
For your blessings on our lives.
May thy love shine forever.
May thy love shine forever.
On the sanctuary of our devotion.
On the sanctuary
And may we be able
to awaken thy love
in all hearts. Peace. Amen. Go out with joy.
I will live in joy.
And with gratitude.